Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Well, hello, Soulshine. I just want to take a moment to have our RIP moment, because that's normally how we kick off the episode. My RIP moment is Election Day. I have never been so anxious about an election, so I felt like it was appropriate for me to talk about it. I actually was going to talk about something else this episode. However, I changed courses because I felt like this was a necessary episode. I'm all about having things help me and share some of the things that helps me be an emotionally well person. And so the last episode, we started to talk about emotional wellness and the emotion wheel. And so I have had a lot of anxiety. My RIP is definitely the election day. I cannot wait until it's over. And you know what? I'm ready for it to be over. And then we have another, 4 years or 3.5 years when we have to repeat the cycle. But for today, my RIP moment is election day. And so today we are going to talk about navigating the emotional landscape of this 2024 election. I think this probably, I don't know, maybe in my lifetime, I may have another one. I mean, just the way the world's going. But right now in my lifetime, this is probably going to be the most political and heightened election that we may ever encounter. The political climate has created such an unprecedented level of anxiety and emotional strain across the country. Okay, not even just in the United States, even abroad. And so we know we're going to take a look at how we navigate these emotions, especially how I've been feeling and how I'm pretty sure most of the world is feeling. And we're going to look at what's been triggering us. How do we have these conversations with our families? How is it affecting our family relationships? What are some coping strategies? And how do we look forward? I asked you to get a friend. Bring all your friends, guys, because this is something you don't want to miss. I am so excited to just talk about it a little deeper. You are now listening to the Soulshine Podcast. This is the Soulshine Podcast. Listen, this was not the episode that I was going to do. However, I did feel like this topic was for me to discuss. It has been giving me so much anxiety. And you want to know what I'm talking about? The election. The 2024 election has given me so much anxiety. So today we're going to talk about the emotional landscape, okay? And we're going to use some of our tools that we learned from the last episode with the emotion wheel. And how do we put this into play in real life, guys? Because let me tell you, if it wasn't for a lot of prayer and a lot of Jesus, I don't know. I don't know what I would be, okay? My devotional and my talks with God has increased significantly. And I did it already before, but now I find myself leaning way more into what God's word says. And so I'm excited to just dig into this topic. And, you know, this is going to be fun. Okay. If nothing else, it's going to be fun. So how do we understand what is these emotional triggers, especially when it comes around election? I think we all have taken part or been a part of an election, but I don't think it's ever been the height of what this election is. And I can attribute it to many factors. You know, one, we have a woman who's running, and in 2016, we had that too. But I think there is a lot of things that can be emotionally triggering. I know for me, there are a lot of emotionally charged issues with this election, economic concerns, including inflation and financial stability. Like, I guess people would consider a middle class, but I mean, if we're being honest, like groceries are high. Okay. Groceries are high. Bills are high and we're not getting paid no more money. And so me and my family, we go to work and we work hard every day. However, it's still not like it was a couple of years ago. There's a lot of contributing factors, and I've talked to people about this because this has been a topic for me. You know, we had a pandemic, right? And so that was very unprecedented. There was a globally, everyone felt that pandemic. We had things shut down. So I think there's a lot of things that contribute to what we're seeing now when we talk about inflation and the financial stability. But that doesn't help that it's triggering, and it's definitely some core issues with this election. There's social issues as well, right? We're talking about abortion rights and just healthcare across our nation. And let me tell you, I live in Texas, and Texas has one of the worst, in my words, the worst abortion ban laws right now. And so it is very scary. I am in a position where this does not directly affect me. I had surgery at the beginning of this year. So I talked about it. I had a hysterectomy. However, I have a daughter. And so this very much hits home for me. And so to even have the conversation about abortion rights and who has control of that, I stand very firmly in. And as a healthcare professional, that at no point, no matter whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, the government should not make that decision for a woman. I work in mental health. I see people in vulnerable situations who have been violated, and to not have the right to make that next choice it really hits home for me. And then, of course, the cultural division and identity of politics. I live in, like I said, Texas, and we tend to be a very conservative state. I have conservative views, but I also have some liberal views. And if you follow me on social media, I've been very loud about who I support. And I do. I support Kamala Harris, and that is who I voted for. And I am not afraid, and I stand in it because there are numerous of reasons why, and we won't get into all of those. I have been very interested in having an intelligent discussion with individuals who don't necessarily support her, who may be independent or who may support Donald Trump. And I would invite them to come and talk on my podcast. I actually want to have that and arrange that. So if you know someone who is a supporter who is going to have an intelligent conversation, because I'm not going to be here and be disrespected on my platform, but someone who truly wants to have this conversation, because I'm curious for numerous of reasons. The cultural division is definitely a trigger for emotions. And so what people have told me, and because I, like I said, I've been talking about this election a lot. I talk with my students about it. And so I felt it was only appropriate that I use my platform to continue to talk about it. And so I have seen and heard that family relationships also have been a key factor in this understanding. And so many Americans are experiencing these strained in family relationships and even social connections due to political differences. And so how do you navigate that? I am pretty sure I've lost some people because of my endorsement and my stand. And I'm like a little, I'm not going to say I know nobody, because I am somebody, okay? But I don't have this big, huge influence, or at least I don't always feel like it. But I have been very clear on where I stand at. And I know people who, and you know, the reality is that nobody has to know. It is your right to vote however you feel you want to vote. And when you go in that polling booth, nobody knows. You can click and hit whatever you want to hit, but make sure that if you're going to stand in it. I understand how families can be strained, but this is what makes America so beautiful, because we get the right to choose. We don't have to agree. We don't have to agree with everything that that person may stand for, but we get the right to choose. And so when I hear about family strength, it just really breaks my heart. And so some things that I have told people who have come to me and said, hey, you know, my family's divided and I don't even know how to navigate this. I explain to them, I say, set boundaries around political discussions, especially if there are differences in political parties. One of the things that I've noticed is that for me, that, and this is why I'm inviting individuals to come and talk on the podcast about who they support or who they don't support and why. Because I learned different things. Because I have made my stance, I tend to tune out the other party. I've already made my choice. I've done what I did. I've made it. And so sometimes people who are still on the fence, that may not be the case. And they may want to have all of the perspectives and take it all in. And so if you center a conversation around respecting each other, allowing each other to talk, not trying to overtalk, and then going into the conversation with not the mindset of trying to change one's mind, but just hearing them out. And I think for me, that has been the biggest thing in this election. I have not tried to change anybody's mind. Not that I don't care, but like your mind's made up, just like my mind's made up. So you're not going to convince me that this person's better. And I may not convince you that this person's better, but I do want to understand your perspective because I think it's unique that we all have a different perspective. We all have different things that affect us, right? Not everybody. Like I mentioned, abortion rights doesn't directly affect me. It indirectly affects me, but it doesn't directly. However, that may be for someone else. And so we all have different things that directly or indirectly affect us. And this is how we make our choices. This is why it's important for us to have these discussions in a way where there's boundaries established and there's respect. Practicing selective engagement, you know, you have to have discipline, right? I've had to discipline myself. I found myself over consuming media and baby, that's dangerous. Okay. And I was pulling from all the sources, right? I'm on NPR. I'm looking at Fox News. I'm looking at CNN and all of them have their bias. If you watch enough of the news, you are able to see where they're leaning. And so obviously the news has its bias. The individuals delivering the news may have their bias. And so lowering and really being mindful of the news that you're bringing in and how much of it. Prioritizing self-care and mental well-being. Listen, my whole entire podcast is about mental health. Okay. So you best believe that I'm going to tell you, you have to prioritize that, right? And so for me, one of the things that has been super, super, super beneficial in me prioritizing my self-care has been the ability to spend time with God and to really lean into my devotional. And, you know, as interesting as it's been, it's been well. Okay. It's been well to say, you know what, God, this is going to be what it's going to be. And I have to just respect and understand that you are in control all the time. All the time you're in control. And so and to us, it may look chaotic and we may not understand it, but God, you are in complete control. A nice way to process some of the anxiety that I have around the election. One of the things that I know is that it's going to be what it's going to be. And so that has been one of the really, really great things about really taking the time to understand what are those emotional triggers and how to navigate this with family and friends. So what does coping strategies look like? Well, here's the thing. You're going to have practical tools, okay? And I already mentioned some of it. You have to limit your media consumption to a specific time and really focus on those local and community engagements. So I have found myself doing more work, doing more things that can help me do more work throughout the community. I've been able to do some of the phone banks and just helping people understand the navigational pool of how to vote, where you register to vote, helping people register to vote, and then encouraging them to vote. At this point, for me, it is very like, I just want you to go vote. I want you to exercise because as a woman, especially as a Black woman, 64 years ago, it was really hard to vote as a Black woman. And so when I talk to people, especially women, I'm just like, hey, we didn't have this right. Like it wasn't too long ago that we weren't able to even exercise this right. So now that we have this, like, let's do it. Let's do something. If you don't know what presidential.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health, their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
On Canada, you want to pick? Don't pick nothing. But at least look at your local House representatives and your congressmen and your Supreme Court so that you at least can make those decisions. And so, again, maintaining that regular self-care routine is going to be so important to maintain self-care routines. Like, you can't slip. This isn't the time to say, you know what, I'm not going to worry about it. No, you need to continue. I think routine entirety is going to be very important because guess what? Again, it's going to be what it's going to be. And so it's important for us to not get so overwhelmed and so caught up in whatever the media is saying, whatever the social outlets are saying. A lot of times people only get their news from social media. And the other thing that I'm going to say with being practical is fact check. If you're getting your news and you don't know if it's true or what to believe, go and do research. Like, I don't think being ignorant, I think that there is a lot of political water that you have to navigate, and they use very big words, and sometimes they do not bring it down to layman's terms. And it's very hard to completely understand when they're talking about different percentages and electoral votes and all of those things. Like, that it can be very overwhelming. And then you hear, you know, they splice or give you sound bites of what one candidate said versus the other one. And so you really just don't know what to believe. You're just like, I don't know. They all seem bad, right? They're all politicians. And so it's one of those things that this is true. And one of the things I always tell people is that when you talk about a president, we learn American government, people don't always pay attention, but it's okay. I'm going to give you a quick breakdown. When you talk about the American government, we have three different branches. And so it is important to understand that most people only really know about the president, right? Because that's the top of the ticket. But there's other people that affect how the president can do their job. You have the executive branch, which is where your president and vice president rest. And then you have your judicial branch, where your Supreme Court justice. And then you have your legislative, which is where your House of Representatives and your Senate. And so all of those individuals play huge roles in passing bills and making sure that certain things don't happen, laws are passed. And so when you think about the president, the way I've navigated in this, and I have done a lot of just digging deeper and going deeper because I actually kind of enjoy politics, so believe it or not, is that you have to understand that when the president comes in, depending on who holds the House, which is your House of Representatives, your Senate seat, who holds that, which is either Democrats or Republicans, there's some independents in there. That is who really gets to kind of make those decisions. So if the president happens to be in a different political party, then that's going to change the way certain bills and certain things will be put into place. So you have to understand that. And you have to know that we don't really see the effects of a presidential, like, actual term in office until they're actually out. So if they are able to do 8 years, then we'll kind of see the things that they put in motion for their first term by that second term. If they don't, for whatever reason, they don't win that second term, then whoever comes in, that's who we actually see their whatever happened in their term. So like, for instance, and I'm just saying this, and listen, I'm not trying to offend nobody. I'm just going to say what I know. President Obama had 2 terms. He did 1 term and then he did another term. He no longer could run because that's just how it works. So then we had Trump. Trump comes in. Trump does a term. So when Trump came into office, he inherited President Obama's policies and procedures. Now, while he's there, he can make changes because he now wears the hat. So when he makes changes, like he did, you typically won't see it until that second term. Well, he didn't win his second term. So now we have Biden's. So now all of the things that Biden has done, we will see with the next president that's elected. So when those presidents are going up there and they're saying, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, they really mean they're going to do it. We just not going to see it if we don't reelect them. And so that's just a little nugget of the kind of the skim of how politics work. So when you are thinking about voting for the president, which is very important, know that it's not that they're not going to do what they're saying. You just may not see it as fast as you think. And a lot of that has to do with the legislation branch of the House. So who's running the House? Who's holding the purse? The legislation holds the purse. So when we talk about those financial things, when we talk about certain rights and certain bills, that's who carries the purse. So just be mindful of that. So those midterm elections, so those elections that happen in the middle, so your governors and your Senate seats and your mayors, all of those are important, guys. Why? Because those are the ones who run in the legislation. And so when we think about government, we always have put this hot prize and this hot emphasis on the president. And we should. However, there's more to the president than just being the president. And so part of this creating an emotional safety net, we need to build resiliency. One of the ways, and if you don't know what resiliency is, that is the ability to bounce back after adversity. And so a lot of people have learned how to do this. They're very resilient. Some people are not. And so the way we build resiliency, because here's the thing, because we know if you're following anything with the election right now, we know that this is a very tight race. And we know that we are very close to having some changes. There's going to be half of the United States that may be upset, and then the other half that's going to be joyous. And so my little mantra that I've said is either it's going to be a celebration or a devastation. And so with that being said, we are going to have to learn how to be resilient. We're going to have to create an emotional safety net regardless of the outcome. And so how do you do that? Well, you can have support groups. You can get professional counseling. And baby, I do recommend if you find yourself just so completely overwhelmed, seeking professional help prior to election day. Don't wait. Go ahead. I do have some resources that I can drop in the show notes. LifeStance has been a lifesaver for me. They pretty much accept all insurances. There are other resources out there. Your job may also have an EAP program that allows you to have so many sessions for free in order to really get mental health and be able to find you some professional counseling. And so there is no shame in going and getting you a professional counselor or therapist to help you navigate the emotions that you're feeling now and even afterwards. And even if it's not just related to the election, be mindful of disengagement when needed. I have had to set time limits. So I will not, because like I said, I was watching the news all day and it's like one show after the next show and they all have different people up there giving different perspectives, but it is just overwhelming and you're inundated with this information. And so I have given myself the time limit of, okay, I watch news at this time to this time. And then after that, I'm done. I'm not going to watch it all day long. I'm not going to let that be the driving factor. However, it's hard. Okay. It's hard. And I've had to really stick and hold on to that because I don't want to be all consumed and I don't want to be devastated by the president, because my trust and my faith is not rested in the leader of this free country. My strength and my faith is rested in the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior. And so I have to remind myself of that. And that's hard. It's very hard when you're being fed all of this information and it's so heightened. And so how do we look forward? Right? How do we look forward? I'm looking forward to being able to just say, you know what? It's okay. It is well. So managing election day anxiety, if you do not know, election day is November the 5th. It's Tuesday, November the 5th, y'all. And time is about to go back or go forward. What is it? Fall back, spring forward. Yeah. So we're about to fall back. And so yes, election day, November the 5th is quickly approaching. I am actually recording this November the 2nd, 24, and I will air this November the 3rd, 2024. And then election day will be November 5th, 2024. And so again, how do you look forward? Will we prepare a contingency plan for emotional support? Like I said, it's okay if you need to get a counselor now. It's okay if you need to get a counselor for this and a slew of other things. There is no shame in that. But preparing yourself for that, right? Preparing an emotional support. That could be a support group. That could be friends. That could have just how are you going to watch the election, right? Like I have went back and forth if I'm going to go to like an election party or if I'm going to stay at home. Again, I've kind of coined the phrase of it's either going to be a celebration or a devastation. And so I am not sure. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going to be, but I do know that I have support and I have people that can help me. And I also have my Jesus. Okay. So it is either way, it's going to be a good day. Create structured routines. So I work that day. So obviously I'm going to go to work. I'm going to, you know, do all of my normal routines. And then I will come home later that evening and probably watch the news all night. And you know what? I have no shame in saying that probably is not healthy, but I am going to watch the race to 270 because I know that Kamala Harris is going to be our next president. And I'm saying it now so that when it happens, I've spoken into, but I'm going to watch it because it is going to be a remarkable time to have. I remember exactly where I was at when I seen Joe Biden and Kamala Harris win. And I remember crying tears and being able to show my daughter that's a woman. A woman is our vice president. And it was a beautiful thing. And so I look forward to being able to experience that again. Focus on actionable steps rather than outcomes. So at this point, all we can do is cast our vote. So guys, if you have not voted, look at your local places. If you're here in the United States, please, 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 I beg of you, exercise your right to vote. It don't matter what color, what age. I mean, obviously age, right? You got to be 18. But if you can vote, if you are of legal age and you have a legal citizenship and you can vote, I highly encourage you, exercise your right. It is your right. We are free and fair democracy, and it's your right. So don't let it go to waste. And who said it? I can't remember who it was. Oh gosh, I can't think. It was like a previous congresswoman basically said, and if you don't go out and vote, you forfeit your right to complain for the next 3.5 years. So I'm going to piggyback off of that. Remember, feeling overwhelmed is a common response to this heightened political climate. The key is to find balance between staying informed and maintaining emotional wellness. And before we end, I want to leave you guys with a scripture and a few words of encouragement. Proverbs 12:25 says, "Anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up." So I'm going to leave you with this, guys. If it's not a lesson, it's a blessing. Until next episode, thank you guys for tuning in. This is the Soul Shine Podcast. And remember, if it's not a lesson, it's a blessing.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.